5 minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 minutes.
Season 3。
我们的微信公众号已经开通了，我们每天早上6:30会有一条带有语音的图文。每天呢，我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词都认识你，但是你就不认识它的词。那在公众号里，还有我们每一期的文稿，节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿了。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索"每日五分钟英语"，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。那今天在我们的微信公众号里回复3004，给你看今天的文稿。
Hi everyone.
I am beta male Alex.
Fuck off! I am 专门看 A 片的 Jerry.
Okay.
专门看 gay 片。
我们在悉尼为大家广播，欢迎大家收听五分钟英语。
好，我们昨天刚刚讲了这个 Viva La Vida 这首歌里面的一些这个 Biblical 是读 Biblical 吗？我
Yeah, Biblical.
因为我就想到 A 站 B 站，你知道吧？
这个 A 站 B 站有什么关系
？B 站是叫什么来着 ？B B B
S B， sorry off，
我想不出来了。Biblical references， 对吧？
Yes.
就是 Bible 里面的一些 references， 中文是什么意思？会这么说
？Merry Christmas，
忘了。Anyway.
Okay, anyway, so yes, that's right.We just talked about Viva La Vida, which is a song with many, many biblical references.、Most of them we didn't even mention.
你干嘛要把我中文翻译一遍
I need to make an introduction too.
Alright.
So it makes a lot of sense to continue the discussion about religion, right?
Yep.
So Woolix, tell us what you know about religion.
我只知道这个英国、啊、在这个都这是怎么读、啊、
这不是都铎吗
哎呦我你居然会读这个字儿对都铎王朝
你是真不会读还是假不会读
真不会读
Are you serious?
Yeah 我只知道它英文是什么
哦、好吧
都铎嘛
yeah,
对吧
yeah.
没办法哎，就像五分钟英语做了200多期了对吧、
yeah.
你的中文越来越好
Yes
对吧
你的英文也越来越好、
oh. 我没觉得我英文有多好啊现在
至少你脏话越来越
对的得说回来啊这个我只知道这个英国啊在这个都德王上 Tudor 发生了这个英国国教跟天主教的很多的斗争不能叫争议了是斗争很血腥的死多少人啊、
oh, yeah. Well Bloody Mary and all these things、happen.
三个皇帝或者女王就是因为天主教跟国教的争夺打来打去
Yes that's right Yeah so、
打到后面没人了呀把都德王上打掉了呀伊丽莎白一世最后一个呀
No, that's because she never married anyone. Well, that's part of the reason.
对啊
Yeah. Actually, Bloody Mary got kicked out because of the fact that she killed too many Protestants.
我觉得是因为她爱上了一个天主教的人，她不能跟他结婚。
No, Bloody Mary was Catholic.
没有，我不是说 Bloody Mary.
哦，
我说那个 Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because she was pro-Protestants.
对啊
Yeah, she supported the Protestants. Anyway.
Anyway.
We'll get to this in a couple of episodes, but you, gotta、
okay.
have, to, you have to hold on, all right?
All right.
So,
憋不住啊。
So there's no point in discussing, you know, all this history if you guys don't understand the difference between Catholics and Protestants, right?、
Mm.
So it makes sense we're going to have to talk about this first. So the Protestants were a separate religious sect at the time in 16th century,
yeah,、
which is like the Tudor era, right?
应该叫国教吧，英国的国教吧。
Protestant. No, they were a new religion, so they called it 新教 at the time.
但是德国那个时候又有一个新教。
It's complicated, but basically the German.
我得查一下，因为美国成立的时候是一批英国的新教徒过去的。新教徒那个时候是被迫害的。
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
对吧
？Yeah.
他那个时候那个新教徒是从德国传过去的一个新教宗教改革。
Oh, so it's different.
对
it's different.
我要查一下到底是。
Okay, have fun.5 minutes English.
你踩我脚了。
Oh, sorry.
啊，你踩吧，反正也没几天可以让你踩了。因为我记得那个时候发生的这个事是英国国教。
英国国教应该就是天主教。那个时候英国国教是天主教。
但是就是因为亨利八世这个时候他离过几次婚，然后他要一开始申请要离婚，因为天主教
是。他是第一次。
你什么时候开始说中文了？
那问题是我们是在解释还是在 OK, so basically at the beginning it was the
谁让你说英文了
What language do you want me to talk in?
亚美尼亚语
啊，我这个我说 Alex 是会不比的没有？
你以为不听出来了？赶紧的，中文吧。
Yeah, so at the start.
妈的！
就要跟你对着干。
哎呀，悟空你也真调皮啊
！So at the start, the Church of England was, like under the Roman Catholic Church. So,
no, it's no Church of England.
Yeah, there was a no, that was established. So like, England had their own big church, right? And the Roman Catholic Church was in Rome.
Okay. Yeah.
But the Church of England was Catholic because they followed the Roman Catholic Church.
Yes.
And then the Pope from Rome, well, there's only one Pope and he's from Rome. That guy said, no, you can't divorce. Not divorce, you can't annul your wife.
Yeah.
Because Catherine was the, like, auntie of... Like, she was related...
反正他们就是反对离婚的。
She was related to King Charles the V, who was king of Rome. And then the Pope's like, if you divorce her, then Rome's not going to be happy. And Henry was like, fuck you.
Then,
yeah, pretty much. He was just like, fuck you. So he basically...
之前还有个事呢，就是亨利其实是娶了他哥哥的老婆。
Yeah, that's right. But she died.
对，西班牙的凯瑟琳。
Yeah.
对吧？
Yeah.
阿拉贡的凯瑟琳。
No, that's the first one. That's
对，他死了，他哥的老婆呀，他必须得娶她，
oh, yeah,
因为是跟西班牙有联姻的话，对那时候的英国是有好处的。
Yes, that's right. Because they were still fighting and having.
对啊
，Yeah.
这他讲故事又是二三十分钟没了。
Yeah, exactly.
就听你的，就是新教。
Okay, so
因为这单词就是新教，如果根据单词来说就是新教，
okay.
反正就是新教。Jerry 说的没错。
Yes, of course.
新教就是 Protestantism 怎么读啊？太长了。
Protestantism.
新教就是 Protestantism.
Yes.
Protestantism, 对吧？
Yes.
SM. 天主教就是 Catholicism. Catholicism. Religious sect. Sect 是什么东西？ SECT 就宗派的意思。
Yes, so like
就比如说，
different.
就新教，或者是天主教。
Yes,
然后还有东正教。
Yes,
还有现在还有摩门。
Yeah,
对吧？
Yeah.
这种就叫教派，对吧
？Yes, that's right.
都铎王朝刚刚开始的时候，其实他信的还是天主教，
就
罗马的那个。
Yes, that's right.
戴白帽子那个。
Yes, the Pope.、Yes,
不是这次的那个教宗上位的时候放那个鸽子，放那个和平鸽。刚放出来就被海鸥叼走了一只，被海鸥还被鹰叼走了一只。
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's really bad. But yeah, so essentially in 16th century England, obviously the Catholics, or the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, was in power in England, religiously anyway. So like Woolick said today, we're going to be talking about religion, more specifically Catholics and Protestants. Now, Catholics and Protestants, there are about 1.2 billion Catholics today, and about 800 million Protestants. And that's about 80% of all the Christian, like 80% of the religious population with regards to like God and Jesus. And stuff.
都一样，其实对我们来说，不信基，不能说不信，就是非基督徒、非天主教徒来说，
yes.
真的有时候搞不清楚。
Yes.
对吧?
Yes. But actually, I think I talk about it later. So we'll.
而且对，以后再说吧，因为这个他妈太长了，
okay.
这玩意儿太长了。
Okay.
那么又要讲英国历史，一直往前讲，要讲到罗马，还得兼着讲圣经。
Yeah. Okay. Next.
Next. 我们讲哪儿啊？哎，就这么，就是你觉得这两不是你觉得就这两派有什么不同呢？他不都是信上帝吗？就是 believe God, believe Christ,
Christ.
Believe God, believe Ulix.
I don't believe Ulix.
Believe in God, believe in Christ.
Yes, so Christ, C H R I S T.
拼对了，拼对了。
Very good, thank you.
它就是基督的名字吧
？No.
是吧？
Yes and no. People refer to Jesus as Jesus Christ, but his name is actually just Jesus.
那他姓什么？
There's no
姓。
Yeah.
好吧。
Yeah.
那我还听说有一个叫 Messiah。
Yes.
M-E-S-S-I-A-H. 这是什么毛线？
Whoa, okay, hang on.、
嗯、
so we talked about Christ,
yeah,
talk about Jesus, and we、
yes.
talk about Messiah, right?
Yeah.
So Jesus is the name of God's son, okay?
Yeah.
So that's easy.
Yeah.
Christ is a Greek word that means the appointed one.
Christ、yeah. 是希腊语是吧
Yes.
它指的是 appointed one, 就指定的这个人
Yes.
就是说基督是上帝任命的指定的这个人 The appointed one
Yes, that's right So he was、So Christ was, So the Christ
就等于说这是一个 title 了
Yeah, kind of
对吧、yeah. 就相当于比如说我们中文里面叫钦差
Okay, yeah
对吧
like that Yeah, yeah
钦差大臣
Yes、
哎、呀
Except he was, you know, sacred and whatever But Anyway, so he was So Jesus Christ was appointed to beThe savior, right?、
Mm.
To save、everyone from their sins.、
Mm. Sin, S-I-N, 这个我们好像昨天讲过了吧
Yes.
Sin 就是罪孽嘛、
yes.
就我们佛教里面说的叫业障
Yes.
对吧比如说 Jerry, 你的业障就很大你看
Okay. Why?
你看你的面色天庭黑暗啊然后你看你的两鬓哎呀有点凹陷
Can you hurry up?
Christ 就是指上帝派来拯救我们的这个人。
Yes, that's right.
那你还是没有解释这个 Messiah 是什么东西啊？
Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Messiah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Are you done?
Okay.
So Messiah is the same thing as Christ, except Messiah is Hebrew.
Hebrew 是什么东西啊？他妈的，我怎么问了一个词，妈越来越多不认识的？就跟我以前老师说，大家学英语一定要查英文的字典，然后我去查英文字典，一查，一个解释里边，我原来只是一个单词不认识，一查三个单词不认识，解释里边三个单词不认识，再去查，还是不认识。妈的，为了查一个字，查了半个小时。
Yes. Anyway, so.Messiah is Hebrew for the appointed one. So it's just a different language.
嗯，哦，就是不一样的语言。Messiah 是希伯来语。
Yes.
对吧？那个，这个读什么？
Hebrew.
Hebrew. Hebrew 是什么？就希伯来语。
Yes.
啊，我懂了。
Oh, you understand?
嗯，对，终于 understand 了。就 Messiah 是希伯来语。但 Christ 是希腊语
Yes
The appointed one 是英语钦差大臣是中文这四个就是一个意思
OK
对吧、啊、懂了
OK Alright so Alright back to Protestants
一个礼拜之后问我我又不知道了是吧
OK so back to Protestants and Catholics、
嗯、
So obviously they have a lot of similarities、
嗯
because they are both a branch of Christianity、
嗯、Christianity C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-I-T-Y Christianity 就是基督教嘛、
yes.
这个简单了 Christian 就是基督教徒嘛基督徒嘛、
yes.
对吧基督教是所有关于上帝或者基督的这个宗派的总称叫 umbrella term
Yes
是吧
We spoke about umbrella term in season 2
真的吗
Yes we did
我怎么不记得了
Because we talked about it when we were talking about hats. Hats is the umbrella term for everything.
Oh, 想起来。现在反问我什么我都不记得了。
Okay. Yeah,
我只记得每一集的 bitter meal.
Okay, so Protestants and Catholics is、嗯、like an umbrella. It's underneath Christianity.、
嗯、
yeah. Alright, so before we finish, we're going to talk about one major difference between Protestants and Catholics.And that is the salvation of
salvation.
its disciples.
S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Salvation. 拯救救助的意思。
That's right.、嗯、In Protestantism. Protestantism.
读得来吗你
No.
再来一遍。
Protestantism.
Yeah.、
As long as you believe in Jesus.
Yeah.、
You will be saved and you will go to heaven.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
With Catholicism, you must believe in Jesus, right? But you also must perform good deeds throughout your life to be allowed into heaven.
我懂了，信教制就是只要你信基督和上帝，你就能上天堂。
Yes.
但是天主教说，信上帝是不够的，你还要做善事，才能死后上天堂。
Yes, good deeds. That's right.
Good deeds, D-E-E-D, 就是事情嘛。
Yes.
对吧
？Or like an action.
Action 就行为。
Yes.
对吧？哎，好多有好多词是指事情 ，sin 就最简单的 ，deeds。还有 stuff 还有什么还有什么忘了
I don't know, the tapes
反正这三个是主要是说事情这有什么区别呢
Find out in episode 300
我操可以啊我们第三季做完第四季开始就专门讲这些很容易搞不清楚的东西
Yes
对吧
Well, there's a lot of things
然后开始收费
Yeah, so that's the major difference. Well, I wouldn't say it's a major difference. It's like a point of contention between the two because they both want to be saved, right? You want to be saved, right? That's why you believe. But the way you're saved is very different.
其实就像那个什么黑帮呢？你像看那个香港黑帮电影，都是拜关公的。
Oh, yeah.
你他妈拜关公，你抢银行啊什么，你也能上天堂啊？
I think as long as you don't feel guilty, then you should be fine. Like some people can do things and not feel guilty, right?
就是其实就跟佛教里面说的，放下屠刀，立地成佛。
Yeah, kind of like
就是 feel guilty 嘛。
Yeah.
你又踩我脚了，你知道吗
？No. No.
还需要看吗
？No, I'm not.
好吧。
Get out.
好了，那今天我们就讲到这里了，我们下期见。
All right, that's enough for now. We will continue tomorrow.
当当当当当当，
这是贝德梅尔。
不要忘了在我们的微信公众号里回复3004，就可以看到今天的文稿了。哇哇哦！如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索“每日五分钟英语”，那个黄色背景的爆炒头就是我们了。喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们评论五星以资鼓励。也可以在微博或者微信给我留言，我每条都会回复的。也欢迎大家转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话，可以加我微信号，不是微信公众账号，是我私人微信号 alex_zq_yu， 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦。大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号，复制粘贴就可以了。但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包，那就得看缘分了。哈哈哈哈